And this time each week, we check in with Blue Ridge Premier. Hello, wait a minute.
Reboot.
Premier Homes and Properties. And joining us this morning from Premier Homes and Properties, Larry England. Premier Homes and Properties, by the way, sponsoring this portion of the program. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Carl.
Glad you could join us here on this morning. Now, this feels like springtime. What we got right now feels like springtime. And I'm just going to ask you sort of an open-ended, probably a softball question. But this kind of weather traditionally has really brought out the potential home buyers. You know, when it's warm, sellers want to show their homes, and buyers are more willing to go in and say, yeah, this might be what we want. Are you finding that this year in this crazy real estate market? Are people still beginning to open up with springtime?
Well, they are, but we're still looking at a low inventory situation in housing. We're still at around a two-month inventory, which typically before the pandemic was a six-month inventory.
Right.
Interest rates, I'm sure you've seen, they've started to ease up just a bit. They're down around the 6% range, but a lot of folks are waiting on that to get down around 5%. And according to Realtor.com, their economists, they've forecast an outright price decline by summer on homes that are listed. Now, the decreases are going to be, you know, very small. They also have, they say that this week, actually, the week of April 16th through the 22nd, is the best time to list a home for sale in 2023.
Huh.
But still, you'll have people sitting on the sideline, both as sellers and as buyers, just waiting to see what the, you know, what the interest rates do. And, you know, again, it's just a wait-and-see situation.
Well, both buyers and sellers, unfortunately, except for a big run last spring about this time when interest rates were really very low. But otherwise, it's been kind of a, both for buyers and sellers, kind of a stand on the sidelines for the last 3 years because of the pandemic and then the war and the economy and everything else, too. So it's understandable that they might want to do that. How do you and Bill and other folks at Premier Homes and Properties, talking amongst yourselves, how do you plan to go ahead and get those folks who may be on the fence right now, maybe a little more ready to jump off the fence?
Well, we just have to, you know, encourage them if they're looking to sell that this is the right time to list their home, with more people looking to move during the summer because, you know, when fall hits and winter hits and the holidays, you see it, you know, drop off substantially. Mm-hmm. So if they're really serious about it, then now is the time to do that in the spring and summer months.
Are you getting inquiries from people outside the market who are planning or wanting to plan maybe a move this summer after school has let out? Because school is always such a consideration for families when they have to make a move.
It is, and you also have folks that are looking to get into certain areas for the school district. So, you know, they're going to try to get moved in the summertime before schools kick in August. And I had another topic that I wanted to discuss also is, and one thing that brings people here is our low property taxes.
Right.
That we see here in our area. I was looking at a report that Don Findlay put out at, you know, Core Data and talking about an analyzed property tax data that the effective tax rate, that's the average annual property tax expressed as a percentage of the estimated market value of homes in each geographic area. And they listed the 10 states with the lowest, and Tennessee falls into that category.
Wow.
You know, it's something that, you know, people look at as far as county and city property taxes. I know I read recently where Johnson City is looking to possibly have to increase their tax property taxes to build the new school for Town Acres.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and as a county commissioner, that's something that we try to avoid as far as property tax increases. But and you know, and I live in the city, but I also often have people ask me, you know, I live in Johnson City, why do I pay county property taxes? And I said, well, you know, we have to support the different departments within our county, which is the public safety, sheriff's department, and there's about 10 other departments mm-hmm. under public safety. The, you know, the highway department, election commission, your county libraries, just, you know, several different mm-hmm. departments. And they're all struggling, like a lot of employers, of keeping employees because of the pay scale. And, you know, like the highway department, they're struggling trying to get CDL drivers to drive the trucks. And, you know, that's not an inexpensive license to get. So
right.
it's just very, very difficult for some of these departments to retain employees because of the pay scale. So, you know, we're right in the middle of budget season, so we're looking at all the different options of how we balance that budget.
Do you find in perhaps benchmarking with other counties across the state, are they having a similar sort of thing in terms of being able to retain employees like that?
Oh, yeah. When you read these reports, you see that, you know, we're not the only ones that struggle with this of retaining current employees mm-hmm. And also, you know, filling vacancies
right.
because of the pay scale. They can go to McDonald's, Walmart, and make more money, and then some of the issues too is they look at positions where they can work from home versus
yeah.
having to come into the office, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, you're speaking to one at the moment right now, hoping to be back in the office sooner. But thinking out loud right now with Larry England from Premier Homes and Properties. And we're just talking about the status, generally speaking, of folks and home affordability right now. Interest rates, you noted, are inching down ever so slightly. But until it really makes a significant drop, like maybe a half a point or three quarters of a point or whatever they call their little point scales. But nevertheless, that kind of a drop, it's probably not going to make much of a difference, I would think, in the home sellers or home buyers' attitude, would it?
No, not really. And, you know, again, the experts say that they don't see it dropping below 5% in this year, in 2023.
Uh-huh.
So it could be a long time before we see a substantial decrease in those interest rates, which would, you know, motivate people on both sides, sellers and buyers.
Yeah, really, really. Wow. Tell you what. So does that mean just it's kind of a sit and wait and just sit on the sidelines and hope something turns better? Is that it? Or?
Well, if that's an option, you know, for some folks,
that's true.
It's not an option. If they're looking to relocate and they need to relocate soon, I've got some folks that want to come here from Virginia and they would really like to get here before the school starts. His
mm-hmm.
job's
right.
bringing him here. And, but thus far, I've not really found what they're looking for that meets all their needs.
No, wow. Okay, so again, it comes back down to inventory. With a two-month inventory versus a six-month inventory, which is traditional, the norm for this region, then there's just not that much more availability. You know, in fact, there's much less, obviously, because of a slower amount of inventory as well, too. The idea is just it's tough. It's tough, and if you have to move, like you were talking about that couple from Virginia and their family, then you got to make those plans regardless. So when you got needs like that, you call on a professional. And in the real estate industry, folks more and more are calling on Premier Homes and Properties. Larry England joining us today from Premier Homes and Properties. What's your phone number, Larry, so folks who want to get in touch with you can do that?
They can reach me on my cell phone. It's 423-361-7806.
All righty, say it again.
423-361-7806, and it's available 24/7.
And it's a great way to get in touch with England without having to pay those overseas rates either. So there you go. Larry England, always a pleasure to think out loud with you. Very informative. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Carl. Look forward to seeing you soon.